The Colts are our kryptonite.
Agreed.
What did I say last week, John?
We got to start early.
We have to start early.
Well, we did the exact opposite and spotted on 21 points.
And that's how you lose.
And that's why, I mean, we're not built to come from behind. Like, we all know that.
Yep.
Not going to throw it 60 times. It's not in our DNA.
Can't do it.
If we don't have DeMarco running for over 100 yards, we're not going to win. And the only way to do that is to not be trailing in the first quarter.
By three touchdowns. Everybody, we're back again. Your TNT Couch Scouts. Your host, Gerald Saltkill, here. As always, with my man, John. The Colts, man.
Disappointing, dude.
I hate the Colts.
Me too, as well.
I literally cannot stand
the
Colts.
They're the worst. Everything about them.
They are our kryptonite. Like, they literally are. I let in with it because they are. I don't know what else to say. You look at some of the numbers, you think about the second half of the football game, and it's not like we played terrible.
It's like they played amazing.
Right.
They beat us by a touchdown.
Yep.
Because that's what they do, is they beat the Titans. Especially in Indianapolis.
That is so ridiculous to say. And I hate being on the other end of that spectrum.
I think we've only won in that building one time.
And we've won there more than once.
We've won in the RCA Dome a lot.
Yeah. You could be right on that fact. That'd be a good stat for Mike G to figure out for us.
We just did any research before.
Yeah, the infamous Mike G. We do some research.
Yeah,
but we don't have the tools and technology, you know, that everyone else that the big companies do.
But yeah, dude. I mean, Andrew Luck, Titan killer.
He is the Titan killer. I mean, there's not much more else to say than that.
Doesn't matter who he has playing receiver. Doesn't matter who he has playing offensive line. Doesn't matter who's playing defense.
Yep.
Lines up and throws three touchdowns like it's nothing. I think he only threw two. Yeah, he only threw two this week. But
he threw two this week.
Still just like had his enforce his will whenever he wanted to.
Yep, he threw two this week, and we won the turnover battle. I thought that was something that if we won the turnover battle, we would win the game and won nothing, and yet we still lose. Dude, that starting late, that killed us.
Well, yeah, like we talked about it. Like you can't – like we're not built to come from – We're not built to come back from 10 points down. We're
unless agreed.
Three scores down. Like, if Mario has to throw the ball 50 times, we're going to lose the game.
Exactly. We are. And when you're only running the football 40. 27 times and five of those rushes are Marcus.
What's the thing? You couldn't get number 29 going because you had to make up.
Absolutely. You had to make up ground so quickly.
It's just frustrating.
Quite frustrating.
They swept us. It's probably the worst the Colts have been in
a little bit, yeah.
In a while, and they're only going to get better. Like once they actually, like once the GM figures out they need to like stop drafting skill position players and get like a secondary and defensive line.
Again,
like,
John Robinson
a lot better.
Oh right. Them. You're talking about them.
I'm saying this is our chance to beat the Colts. I don't like they're only going to get better unless Andrew Luck like
unless they keep making stupid draft picks.
Loses an arm. They're making stupid draft picks and they're still beating us.
And he could get hurt
again.
I'm
saying they're only going to have so many bad draft picks that they hit on one.
Right.
So they're only going to get better, which is frustrating. And it's like, I don't want to lose to the Colts for 10 years.
That's the truth, man. And let's not be that negative that we're going to lose
to
the Colts.
I'm a little negative right now.
For 10 years?
It's been five.
It has been five. But the like two of those years were the worst years in our like franchise.
I mean, arguably, the Colts have had some pretty bad years. But they've been down a lot, though, over the last 5 years as well.
They've still been. I mean, they won the AFC South, not last year, but 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Which isn't saying a ton.
No, it's saying a ton, but at the same time, it's more than 3-13, which we were that year. Or 2-14, which is what we were that season.
Yeah, that was bad.
You know? We talked about how lucky that organization is to have one terrible season. One. And then turn around and draft the next generation quarterback.
What really sucks is that he's not going to play this week on tomorrow.
Oh, I know. Thursday night. Because we knocked him out of the game next week.
Exactly.
Or this week.
So why couldn't we get like thrown a bone?
I know, man. It's our luck. I guess
last year we could get thrown a bone, had to play against freaking Josh Freeman, and he still beat us.
Well, it's not like that game mattered for anything anyway, so.
Just depressing to lose to freaking Josh Freeman.
Agreed.
Off the street. They picked him up on, like, Wednesday, play on Sunday, and beat
Alex
him.
Taney, baby. Alex Taney.
Trick shot Taney.
So just some highlights, things we wanted to point out about this game for sure. Like I said, only 27 carries. DeMarco had 21. Marcus had 5. And then I guess Valentino Blake came in with one carry.
For negative 2 yards on an awful fake punt.
Yep, on a terrible, terrible fake punt.
Mm-hmm. Well, good news, Marcus broke the consecutive 2-touchdown record.
He did. That is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Which, take it for what it is, because obviously you throw more nowadays, but...
Truth.
It's cool.
Truth. Very cool.
Hats
very
off
cool.
to the young superstar.
No carries for Derrick Henry this week.
I mean, we couldn't run the ball. Like for Derrick Henry to get touches, we have to be up and milking the clock, where DeMarco's carries are up, so they have to, like, spell him.
Yeah.
If DeMarco's not getting a lot of carries, there's no reason to bring Henry off the bench and spell him a little bit.
I see what you're saying, but my biggest thing is... Excuse me on there. My biggest thing is that I think you should use him as, like, an every third series kind of back. I think he can still change the game. I still think he can do things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he had, what, 60 yards on 10, 12 rushes kind of thing against the Jags? Like, the guy can do things.
I agree.
I think we need to give him the ball. Again, not saying a lot more. Like, I want DeMarco to get going. Don't get me wrong. I want DeMarco to get going. For sure. He's the horse. We feed them the rock. Keep him going.
Yeah.
But again, every third series, I think Derrick Henry wouldn't be a bad option. But when you go three plays and out, you still want to keep your back in there. So I get why it happened, for sure. Yeah. But maybe you could use him a little more. Maybe it's a little... Not, I wouldn't say stale because it's still good, but
I think just DeMarco is so, like, consistent in everything he does that you can go to Henry every now and then, but you don't need to.
No, I agree. Like, but I don't think you necessarily have to go to Derrick Henry. I'm saying I would like to see that.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying DeMarco is one of those last few backs, I think, in the league that can, like, take the ball 30 carries and catch the ball 5 other times, which not many backs can do that anymore. And I think that's why so many people ask for Henry. Because most teams do the kind of dual 2-3-4 back.
For
Giants,
sure.
Giants played like 5 backs.
Yeah.
It's kind of systems because, you know, passing oriented and all that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Different variables, I guess. But DeMarco was like Adrian Peterson and Jamaal Charles, but he hasn't really played this year. Those backs that can play 3 downs and touch the ball 35 times and it doesn't really affect him.
Yeah. I'm not sure. So we have a couple more years of DeMarco Murray for sure.
I'll say 2-3.
Yes. 2-3. Couple. So I would like to get Derrick Henry and I don't want to wear him down by any means. I want him to be still a great football player like 3 or 4 years from now for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
I want him to be one, obviously this year next year.
Yeah,
for sure. But just want to see what he can do, you know, a little change of pace. A little bigger guy. Yeah. Maybe throw him in there on those 3rd-and-1 plays that we couldn't get, you know, on that first drive.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Or that second drive, we had a 3rd-and-1, I want to say. Couldn't pick it up. But just one thing to touch on in that regard. Hey, Rishard Matthews.
The one, dude. I've
been saying he is the one.
Maybe more than a month now.
That guy has looked great. 9 catches, 122 yards.
Besides DeMarco, who's obviously a huge pickup, Rishard Matthews has, been a great addition to the team. That even though he's still balling out of control... I don't think he's getting any recognition at all.
No, he's not getting any recognition because of this team.
Not even ESPN-wise, which we never get any recognition, but locally on the radio, not many people are talking about.
Right.
Rishard Matthews.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. He is.
He's up there as one of the best receivers definitely in the month of November, probably in the month of October, I would say.
Absolutely. What is the streak right now?
ODB with touchdowns the streak broke, after week 5. Them two had the most touchdowns in the league. But everyone, you know, all about ODB and no one's anything about Rishard Matthews.
Oh, yeah. He's got 6 touchdowns right now.
Exactly.
Can't hate the guy. He also has 605 yards and 45 receptions right now. I mean, that's great numbers for a guy we didn't expect to be our number one, you know, coming in 11 games through the year.
No, he's surpassed everything I thought he would do. I for real thought that Tajay, Kendall would have more catches and more yards. Maybe even Harry would be. I thought him and Harry would be kind of back and forth on who was that 3rd or 4th guy.
Right. And I completely agree with you on that.
And he surpassed my expectations, which is awesome.
For sure. I'm glad we have him around for a couple more years. That's one thing I'm a big fan of. Tajae Sharpe also, though. He looked good for a second straight game.
This week, yeah, for sure.
Had a really good game. Touchdown. Four catches, yeah, 68 yards and a good, solid TD catch.
Yeah, as one of my notes, too, is like, as much as we ragged on the receivers mm-hmm. first 8-9 weeks of the season, the last month, I guess, they've shown up and been like contributors.
Oh, absolutely. They've been huge contributors, awesome. Which is, again, something great. Great that we need. And, you know, if we, again, successful team, it's how it's going to work.
Yeah.
DeMarco's going to get his yards, but our receivers are going to have 4 to 5 catches apiece. You know, everybody had at least 4 catches. Kendall, Delaney, Tajae, and Rashard are big four, if you will,
The one thing, though, is like, so with all these yards and touchdowns and catches of our receiving core, is there still not like playmakers? It's still not like Rashard or Tajae going up over somebody and catching.
I would agree
with
that. Absolutely.
It's still like a design, like, you know, like Tajay's touchdown was like a deep crossing route, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so it's obviously like a design play. Most of Rashard Matthews' like catches are like designed where someone like picks his guy and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. like as good as they're doing, like Terry Bisky, once again, not getting any credit that he deserves.
He's not. You're right. He's not getting the credit he deserves.
You think that the Giants have to scheme to get ODB the ball, or that
the I'm sure they have some schemes, but
Dallas
there's also some
scheme to get, you know what I mean? They'll just throw it up to those guys sometimes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sometimes they
I'm
absolutely
saying
we don't
have that.
We don't, and you're right. We don't have that.
They're doing
that.
Great, but they're still not like playmakers.
Alshon Jeffery in the offseason.
I'm down.
That's my call. That's my hope that J Rob goes out and gets Alshon Jeffery in the offseason. Something we got to bring up. You know the number one worst player rated by Pro Football Focus this week? Who was?
In all of the NFL? I didn't know it was all of the NFL.
By Pro Football Focus, who was rated the worst player this week?
Parrish Cox got roasted.
Picking on Parrish. We said it was going to happen, and what happened?
Dude, T.Y. made him look foolish.
He did make him look foolish. Dante Moncrief, whoever he was in coverage against, he made look stupid. Like, or
he
made him
into
look stupid.
Bryce McCann on that one.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So I think it was 3 years ago. We're playing at the Colts, and Chance. I guess the other guard was the guy that went to Buffalo. Came from Buffalo, and I was
Andy Lavitre.
They both pulled and ran into each other in the same like area of the field, almost like a flashback. That's how bad we are when we play in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Take out our own team.
It's like they put something in the water. Like I don't get it.
They crushed each other, and it like that wasn't the first time that we've crushed our own teammate before.
I don't understand. What do they do? Do they have some voodoo magic against us right now?
Yeah, I don't know. It's bad, though. It's really...
It might be that, but Parrish Cox...
Well, that's the thing. So, like... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. Go ahead.
Touch back on the whole Colts owning us.
Yes.
It's like, once they, like, got, like, a 14-point lead, I think every Titans fan and every Titans player was just like, ugh.
Here we go.
Yeah. Like, again. There was no, like, all right, we're going to come... Like, I wasn't. All right, we're going to fight back because, like, we've been here before. It's like, no, we've already lost this one.
It's exactly what I thought.
What were you saying about Parrish?
Oh, what I was going to say about Parrish, some of the numbers on Parrish. He was targeted 6 times. He allowed 6 catches for 142 yards. That's 23 yards per catch.
Okay.
Andrew Luck had a perfect passer rating of 158.3 when throwing the ball at Parrish Cox.
Great.
And he let, like, the stupidest thing, though, is the fact that he let that ball in the end zone go through his hands. If anything, bro, just knock it down. It's fourth down.
Yeah, that was bad.
I could not believe that occurred.
Well, like, T.Y. didn't even, like, catch it the first time. Like, hit his stomach and came back.
Right.
So literally just get a fingertip on it.
Like, more than you already did. Like do something.
Anything, yeah.
Like, it hit his hand. It hit one of his hands, for sure.
It went through the middle of his hands.
Oh, yeah, I went through them both, but I know it absolutely hit one.
It was bad. It was fourth down. Slap, spike it, like volleyball.
So, yeah, spike that thing.
Deanna Wycheck, spike it.
Deanna Wycheck.
Or Emily Teagarden.
Yeah.
Spike it.
I don't understand that. I don't understand how an NFL football player who gets paid a whole bunch of money allows that to occur.
I have no...
No answer.
...response to that.
Mike G.? He's got nothing. He's shaking his head.
Microphone.
Just shaking his head. Yeah, we'll give Mike G a microphone here in a minute.
Bad, dude. I mean, like, aside from that play, it was a really bad game. And then add that play on top of it, it was a really bad game.
Absolutely. He might not be starting this week. That's the big news coming out of Titans camp, is that there may be some shakeups in the secondary.
So, like, I get that he played a bad game, but I still think he's the second best corner on the team. And
I would agree with that.
I don't know if the next guy you put in there, whether it's Sims or McCain or
Valentino
Blake. Surely, guys, it's not Valentino Blake.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll touch on that in a little bit here, though. Some other notes of the game that I thought were interesting. Kevin Dodd inactive. Aaron Wallace got one of his first games of the season.
Yeah.
Actually had two tackles.
I thought it was because, like, his knee that was messed up when he first came into camp. But Malarkey said it was because he had bad practices this week.
Oh, yeah.
Which, how bad are you practicing where you got pulled out of the active roster?
That's a shame.
As a second round pick.
Again, as a guy that gets paid to do it, it's a second round pick. Who knows, man? Who knows? That's
not
something.
Not to get pulled out of a game, to get pulled out of, like, a divisional rival game or, like, absolutely. There's a lie on the line. So you must have really, really, really sucked or really pissed the guys off.
One or the other. I would agree with you completely. It's got to be one or the other. But like I said, Aaron Wallace got two tackles, which is, you know, at least something. You got a stat line. Austin Johnson, 0.5 for a stack, you know, from a guy being inactive. Give him a little something there, a little pat on the back at the least. O-line, worst week they'd had so far, 5 sacks.
Well, yes, they played bad, but I think the 5 sacks are one of those, like, inflated numbers because we were in a lot more obvious passing downs due to the fact that we were trailing by 3 scores in the first quarter. And we're trailing the whole game, I guess. But I think it's easier to, you know, pin your ears back as a defensive end when you know, like, they're dropping back and throwing the ball.
Something we've talked about. That yeah. It is. That is the truth. But
so, yes, they didn't play great, but I think those 5 sacks are a little inflated.
Yes and no. The O-line should be better than that.
I agree. You should never allow 5 sacks as an NFL football team. But
yep.
Give them the benefit of the doubt, saying there is a reason why they allowed so many sacks.
Give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to blame this on Josh Klein. He was, one of the low. He was the lowest graded player this week on the offensive line. I didn't think Quentin Spain looked that great either, though. In his return,
he hadn't got his sea legs yet.
Yeah, he does have those sea legs right now. That's for sure.
On the flip side of that, though, like, our defense is built and predicated on putting pressure on the quarterback, and we didn't really do that much.
We had some pressure. We didn't have many sacks, but we did have some pressures and some hurries. For
us
sure.
To win games against good quarterbacks, like when we beat Aaron Rodgers, like, we have to light that dude up.
We agreed.
Have to light Andrew Luck up. We can't let him sit back there and pick us apart.
Well, we did light him up enough to knock him out of this week's game.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
So at least we did that. It was on the second half after they're already up. So yeah. I will give you that point.
I'm just saying we're built on getting after the quarterback.
Agreed.
We did not do a great job.
In those first 3 drives, we did not.
Not at all.
I just, like, it's crazy how 3 drives can completely make and break a football game.
It's depressing. You
know? It is. It was the first 3 drives they had.
Yeah.
Broke the game. John, let's recap those fantasy players that we took for the Titans and Colts game. John, you selected Mr. Delanie Walker.
They locked him up pretty good.
For the Titans, which they did lock him up like I did predict. He still had 4 catches, 36, only 36 yards, though. And I had selected Kendall Wright, who had 4 receptions, 52 yards. Really wish I would have went with Rashard or Tajay like I was thinking.
Yeah, I wish I had gone with Rashard too.
However, you did select T.Y. Hilton from the Colts, who had 5 receptions, 97 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah.
And I selected Dante Moncrief, who had 4 receptions for 37 yards and a touchdown. But we did work it out by fantasy points, and you would win a gain.
I would win 18.7 to 14.9 if we did it by standard ESPN points.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the insightful analysis.
No problem. I'm really good at simple math.
Yeah, especially when you're winning and you know you want to do it. So, well, it's all tied up now. It's all tied up in fantasy picks.
All right.
What are we going to do now? Okay. Or actually, maybe you're. I think you're up by one now. I think you are up.
We were tied last week.
Yeah, so you're up one.
This is the first lead I've had since we've done this.
Oh, yeah. Very first lead ever. I got to do something. I can pick it back up, but I'll be all right. I ain't worried. I ain't scared of you.
You should be, dude. I'm rolling.
Nah, you're just getting lucky. That's all it is. You're just getting lucky.
How many weeks in a row have I won?
I think it's 4 now.
It's not luck. You don't fall into 4 straight wins.
You're right. That's Andrew Luck. That's what that is.
Nice.
All right, then. Let's move it on to the Pro Football Focus grades for this week. Mike, throw us a little music there. Throw us a little something. All right, John, starting with the offense. Marcus Mariota had a pretty solid week, if we're going to look at the numbers here. You know, if we take a look at things, he was 25 for 38, you know, 290, 2 touches.
Am I guessing him or are you just giving
I'm going to give you Marcus, of course. You know, I got to talk to you about Mr. Mariota. Okay. But he did finish the week with an 81.7, which is a solid score for Marcus.
He had a good game. He was long.
Yep, that is the truth. The surprising statistic, you know, they always throw these quarterback rating things out when, under different types of pressure on Pro Football Focus. It says when he's not blitzed, he only had a 76% passer rating this week. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the pressure that was getting to him. So it was 16 to 27 for 159.
I like that he's like automatically in the red zone. Like when we're in the red zone, I'm like, all right, we're putting offense. Getting to the red zone has been hard at times. When we're in the red zone, I'm like, all right, here we go. Not gonna turn it over. We scored every time we're in the red zone this year.
It's a wonderful quality out of our quarterback. Awesome. It's a wonderful quality out of our quarterback, and I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of it for sure. Huge fan of it for sure. But let's move on to the rest of the offense. Who you got in the top?
All right, so we're off the top of the dome.
Let's do it.
Just no research this week. So we're going number 8, obviously.
Number 8 was number 2.
Okay, and we're going
81.7.
Two receivers in Tajay and Rashad.
Bum, 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 bum. Neither were on the list for the top 5 this week.
Yeah, I'm going to say 2 tackles.
The 2 tackles were on that list. So, it sounds so somber. You're like, oh, man, that's already 5.
Last week.
Jack was number 1, 82.9.
Ben Jones was my last one.
Okay, and Taylor was 4th at 76.4. Ben was 5th at 74.0. And then who's number 3?
Is it DeMarco?
Surprisingly enough, it's Quentin Spain. Yeah, 79.9.
See, that's where my Pro Football Focus, I have questions sometimes. It's like, I don't understand how they get some of these scores.
It's a very weird thing if you look it up. It's like 3 independent people come and grade them, averages, and it's like a scale of negative 2 to positive 2.
Who are the 3 people?
That's the thing, they really don't name them.
Independent scouts.
I've looked it up before, and it's like it's a very intricate process, but they seem to adequately enough.
You know who is going on, but every now and then there'll be one like that. It's like, I don't understand how they pick that guy.
I would agree with you on that. You know, it's a pretty fluke week. I'll give you that for sure. Pretty fluke week. Let's move on to the defense then. See how you do on the defensive side of football.
So I'm not feeling very confident on the defense. I'm going to go 99 problems.
Not on the list.
Okay, I'm going to go Arakpo.
Arakpo is number 5, 77.3.
Okay, I'm going to go Avery.
Avery is number 4, 80.7.
Okay, I'm going to go Wood. What's the Wood yard?
Nope, no Wood.
And then Carl Klug is number 2.
Carl Klug was number 3, 82.0.
So I didn't get the first 2.
First, number 1, Bryce McCain, 87.4.
Never would have guessed that.
Nope. Well, the thing is that he didn't have a lot of snaps. He didn't have as many snaps this week as he usually does. Played Valentino a little more this week as well as some other cornerbacks. And so when he was on the field, he did get a pick, which is huge. Had the only turnover of the game. Yeah. So
got to
give him, it was a good play. Got to give him that. Number 2 is Derek Morgan. You should have guessed D Moore. I figured you would go that route. 86.3. Another very solid week for D Moore. He had a lot of pressures.
Yeah.
Had a batted pass as well.
He played a lot better than I thought he would.
Agreed. I am the contract we signed him to, I'm pretty pumped about. I wasn't excited.
I still am kind of long, as well as he played.
He's your boy.
He's not my boy at all.
I thought when you were with the Titans that D Moore was a cool guy.
Nice guy. I think he
gave him a decent contract.
He's
I don't think anything
than
crazy.
He is, kind of thing.
I would agree with that, but it was also a down defensive end market this year, which is why his number was inflated, but we had to try to keep him.
I'd agree with that.
I think that's a huge, huge piece of his cap value and why he has the contract he does.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, D Moore. John, wasn't a solid week for you, but went 3 of 5 on the offense and went 3 of 5 on the defense.
Dude, those are still Hall of Fame numbers. If you bat 3 of 5.
If you do your research, you know you go 5 of 5.
If you bat 3 of 5, okay? 5, dude, that's Hall of Fame numbers.
If you just you bring some numbers here.
Off the cuff, dude, 3 of 5, I'll take it.
It's a C without studying.
A C without studying. C's due to get degrees.
You're telling me.
However, the best thing about the NFL, for 16 out of 17 weeks, there's always a game next week. So now we got to move on to the Bears.
Yep, they're a really bad football team.
2-8.
I would expect a win out of this one.
I'm going to pick a win.
No matter who they roll out there at quarterback.
So the Bears website, as of right now, this is Wednesday night at about 6:30. The Bears website has not ruled...
24 Central Time.
Yes, 24 Central Time. They have not ruled out Jay Cutler on the Chicago Bears website. We'll say that again. Chicago Bears. However, if Jay Cutler does not play, do you know who the starter will be, John?
Matt Barkley. From where?
The University of Southern California.
Yeah, boo.
And I believe, was he not a modern day kid as well?
He was a modern day kid. I think he was the number one high school player.
I want to say he was the number one high school player too as well.
But I don't think he's a very good NFL quarterback.
Nope.
I would label him as a scrub.
Scrub.
TLC. Left Eye would say that he's a scrub. R.I.P. But yeah, I think they're bad. I think Howard's a really good back.
Good insight on the I think they're bad part.
I think Howard's a really good running back.
Yep.
I think their offensive line is kind of pieced together and not great, but I think he is a bright spot of that team.
Agreed.
I don't like none of the receivers scare me. Like Meredith is like their stud this year. I'm not worried about him. So I think if you stop Howard, you win this game by like 14 to 17 points. Easy.
I completely agree with you.
On the road.
My notes is that like literally I have like no threat to wide receiver, Jordan Howard. Like that's it. Like, because Jordan Howard is what they have right now. It's one of the bright spots on that team, and you're completely correct. Jay Cutler's been injured, and he's what led him to one of the maybe two of no, one of the two wins, right?
I think Hoyer won one of the games.
Yeah. I think Hoyer won one as well. But Jay hasn't had a very good year this year. The Bears have struggled. They've had a lot of injuries. Alshon Jeffrey, Kevin White, both getting hurt.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. I find myself, Mikey said this too. You always think the Bears are going to be like pretty good, and they always like kind of just like fall back and just don't do anything. Like,
right
at the beginning of the year, like I always think like, all right, it's Jay Cutler, he's making it to the playoffs, they're going to win a few games or whatever, and then they end up going 2-8, and you're like, well, yeah. How did I think because
they've had because they've had those years where they have like a decent defense, but you know. Granted, it was the Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Forte, Jay Cutler show. You know, and they had years of 13-3, you know.
Yeah.
Very successful.
Well, yeah, they went to the Super Bowl with freaking Rex Grossman as a quarterback.
Well, they did do that, yeah. But, again, so you just see, like, it's the same kind of, like, cast. You know, they did lose, you know, Brandon Marshall. They still did well. They did lose Matt Forte this past year to the Jets, but... You still have Jay Cutler, you still have Alshon Jeffrey, you think you replaced him with Kevin White, you know, but he'd gotten hurt again. That's just unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate luck for them.
They were beating the Giants at halftime. I think they've led in like a lot of games and mm-hmm. have blown leads, like the Giants game.
Yeah, the Giants, they definitely blew it this past week for sure.
Was it the Packers? Somebody they played. Earlier, they also blew a pretty big like halftime lead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have their.
They were up 16-9 at half. The Bears were, and they didn't score anything the rest of the game. They went 3-and-out on a punt in the second half. 3-and-a-half, 3-and-out, missed field goal, 3-and-out, 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 interception.
Their offense is not very good. Straight up.
I mean, how many 3-and-outs is that?
My first point, they're a bad football team.
5 3-and-outs out of their 7 drives or 8 drives in the second half. It's pitiful, man. You can't win the NFL like that. Again, the Titans have got to capitalize this week. They have to be pissed off about losing to the Colts. They have to take all that frustration out in the Bears. It's going to be cold up there. I know it's going to be a different kind of environment that we're not used to, this team. But, again, you're in the NFL. You should be able to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, playing in the NFC North, you should know... Or be prepared, I guess, to go up there and play in cold weather. Like they, like
no. Oh, playing like, the yeah, entire division this year. Yes, yeah. So correct. Yeah, yeah.
Like it shouldn't be like a surprise. Like, oh no, it's going to be cold in Chicago. Like they've known about this for a while.
Truth. Maybe they were hoping that we could get all the away games out at the beginning of the year when it wasn't too cold still. But we got to go up there and win. My biggest point this week, we got to run the football. Got to run the football 35 times. I mean,
can't get behind.
Got to start early. And got to run the football 35, 40 times.
I mean, that's been it's not like a broken record, but if we get up to 35, 40 carries, it's a win.
And I know, again, the amount of carries that we have is dictated upon like how the game is going.
Yeah, of course.
You know, of course, we were down a bunch last week and we couldn't run the football. We had to get back into it, and I get that.
So we got
to
establish it early.
For sure. But we couldn't in those first two drives, obviously. First three drives, I guess. But we have to do that this week. We have to start out early. The defense has to come out and get a stop. Like we can't let a touchdown up. Put pressure on them. Seriously, get a stop, boys. Like just how with the Packers, you know, we tried the onside kick and it didn't work out for us. 3-and-out was huge. Yeah. That 3-and-out was huge. It got the team on a complete, you know, momentum swing of Let's go. Starting off hot is what we have to do this week, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the, you know, model for success for the rest of the season. So anything else that you got on the Bears right now coming to your head?
On the Bears, I think, like, once again, we're the better team from top to bottom. I think our offense is better than their offense. I think our defense is better than their defense. I like our line against our offensive line against their defensive line. I think DeMarco goes for a solid afternoon. And I think our boy Mariota, like, efficient as always. I'm thinking, like, you know, like 25 for 28 kind of numbers.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost perfect kind of numbers, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Like, we talk about better team in the NFL. If you beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Beat the teams supposed to beat.
This is, like, prime example of that.
Agreed. Prime example of it. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
So, like I say, get another win, get to 6-6 for the bye week, and have four games left in the year to try to make a run for the AFC South, depending on what happens this weekend.
Still possible. We're not.
Oh, yeah, we're not out. I mean, am I as confident as I was if we would have won this football game? No.
Yeah.
That we're going to win the South and make the playoffs? No. Not. Nowhere near that now.
No.
However, there still is a chance. The Colts have a pretty tough road to finish off the rest of the season.
Yeah. We'll see. A lot of football left.
A lot of football left. So let's get into it, John. Fantasy studs for this game. The Titans in Chicago.
All right, I always pick first. I'm going to let you pick first.
You're letting me pick first this week, John?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. First this week for me.
Because I have the lead, so I'll let the...
You know what? We're going to go with the Titans first this time, and we're not going to go with the Bears just yet. So I'm going to open up with the Titans. And I'm going to go with someone that... Not the one you wrote down. I just saw you, like, writing big old letters on your piece of paper. I'm going to go with Tajae Sharpe. I think he has another solid week.
Okay.
Maybe another touchdown, third week in a row with a TD. I think it's going to be Mr. Sharpe's week.
All right. Well, I was going to go, if you went Tajae, I was going to go Rashard. If you went Rashard, I was going to go Tajae. So I'll go Rashard. Because I think one of the best receivers in the league right now playing. Right now. Maybe not talent-wise.
Right. But playing right now.
He's up there. I'm taking him.
Agreed. Rashard Matthews.
Another great afternoon.
Solid pick. Solid pick, John.
Okay.
So we're going with the Bears now, huh? Am I still up first for the Bears?
Yeah, but I think we're going to... I mean, I got to look at the roster.
All right. Well, if I'm up first for the Bears, then the person that I think is going to have a good week, I'm just going to go with what's the word I'm looking for here? Some easy pick, the numbers, the touches.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Mr. Jordan Howard this week.
That's what I was going to go with. but, I mean, you know.
I got to get back in this, John. I got to tie you up. I got to break the streak.
I'm going to take... Eddie Royal's active, right?
I believe so.
I'm going to take Eddie Royal, our slot guy, going against whoever our nickel is. This is something I just found out right now, though. Do you know where Eddie Royal went to college? I would have not gotten this if I didn't just see this on the screen right now.
I've heard it before. Like, it's when you tell me, I'm not going to be pleased because I've heard it. I don't know
no
it
guesses.
Right now. I got nothing right
ACC
now.
ACC school?
ACC school. NC State.
No.
North Carolina.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that either.
I had no idea.
Had no idea that he went to Virginia Tech.
Did not know that.
I agree. Good stat, John.
Thanks, guys. That's why I'm here. So, yeah, I'm taking him. I mean, it was between him. Well, I was gonna, obviously, I think that Howard have the best game, but I was either going to take him or
Meredith?
Zach Miller.
Ooh, Zach Miller to tight end.
But I'm just going to go Eddie Royal. Just rolling dice Eddie Royal. I think he'll have like, I mean, I think they're going to be trailing, so they're going to throw a lot.
Yeah, it's not a bad thought either.
Eddie Royal.
Not a bad thought either, my friend. Not a bad thought at all. Now it's time to throw it to our man, Jake Boswell, with the F Quad. That is the fantasy football Fairweather Focus. Take it away, Jake.
It's week 12, and this is your fantasy football fair weather focus. We're going to begin, as we always do, with the all-important waiver wire. Now just about a week or two away from the fantasy football playoffs in most standardized leagues. Wendell Smallwood, running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, is somebody who could get a lot more carries than he's been seeing because Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles are injured. He's somebody who, in a rookie quarterback offense, obviously needs a steady running game. He's somebody who could step in and certainly see some carries. carries and kind of surprise some people over the next week or so. Also, a name that's been on and off the waiver wire in your league probably the last few weeks, Mike Gillespie. He's the backup to LeSean McCoy in Buffalo. McCoy left last week's game in the second quarter with an injury that's plagued him all year. Somebody who could certainly miss some more time, giving Gillespie some pretty big numbers here over the next few weeks. Now, some people you may want to drop: tight end Zach Miller with the Bears. Jay Cutler is probably going to be out for the rest of the season. Miller's numbers have been okay, but Jared Cook is available in a lot of leagues. He's somebody who's on the upward, Zach Miller on the downward. The tight end position can be so important, but often so forgot. So look for Cook and look to drop Zach Miller. And then, of course, C.J. Procise, the rookie for the Seattle Seahawks, who had such a great game a few weeks ago, is not really getting much action anymore with Thomas Rawls returning and Russell Wilson becoming healthy. That offense is really doing a lot without him being in the mix. That's your fantasy football fair weather focus for week 12. Good luck, guys.
Informative as always, Jake. We really appreciate it. Now, how do we follow up a great segment like F Quad?
I think it's time for your wifey's favorite segment.
Your wifey's favorite segment is Over Under Time. Mike G, cue the 90s music. Just let that, I'm just going to let that mildew for a second.
Let that 90s absolutely. Let it get you excited. Let
okay,
get
here you we pumped. Go. Over Under. 45 total points in the game.
45 total points in the game. Even though it's going to be cold up there, I think we're going to run the football really well. I think DeMarco Murray has a great day. If I could have picked him for fantasy, I would have. But we have disallowed DeMarco Murray. So, 45 total points, I will say over.
28 points by the Titans themselves.
28 points by the Titans themselves. I think it's going to be close, but you know what? I think we get back on track in terms of scoring, you know, over, I'm not going to say over 35, but at least over 28 for sure. So, I'm going to say over that 28 points by the Titans.
115 rushing yards by the comeback earlier.
DeMarco, over. He's going to get the rock, baby. He's going to get the rock. Feed the horse.
All right, number 8 is back on track with his 3 touchdown performance and throws over or under 2.5 touchdowns.
It's a toughie. That's a toughie right there. I'm going to say because of the weather, it's going to be under 2 touchdowns or under 2.5 touchdowns. Yes, but again, I think DeMarco has a big day. I think Derrick Henry might come back and get a touchdown as well. I think we should run the ball like 40 times this week.
Over or under 50 receiving yards by Kendall Wright.
Under 50 receiving yards for Kendall Wright. If anything, he was supposed to have something last week. Wasn't on the field a lot. Under 50 yards.
Over or under 50 yards for
Matthews. I'm going to say under that, and I'm only going to say under because I believe in my Tajay Sharp pick. And I think Delaney gets back into it as well with a touchdown.
Okay, and then the last one. 2 sacks by Dino and Rafferty.
Combined? I'm going to say over 2 for them combined. I think it's going to be a good week for them to get back.
Over?
Yeah, in action with that. I think they both have a pretty solid week. And we'll hopefully get the full season's percentage on over-unders.
Talk to Mike G about that.
Now we got to move it on to the AFC South picks. Let's wrap up what we had for last week. John, we both had the same selections in all 3 of the games, with we both taking the loss for the Titans-Colts game. But we both did win the Jacksonville game as well as the Houston game, which brings us to an overall total of John of 22-12. And me of 24-10. Just picking the wins here, not necessarily picking against the spread, but will win these games outright. All right, John, very interesting week here. We got 4 games this week, first time in a while.
Okay.
Let's start it out with the hometown squad. We're a 4.5, which I think is a very low amount. Favorite in Chicago, who you got?
Taking the 2-tone on the road.
Taking the 2-tone.
Covering the 4.5 as well.
You know what? I'm right there with you. I'm going to take the 2-tone blue on the road. And you know what? It actually might, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but it might be a special pick of mine this week.
Dude, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Wow. Oh. I see what you're doing now. You're trying to pick off my picks.
That's not at all what I was doing.
We'll get into it, John. Next game, Pittsburgh in Indianapolis, and what I saw on here was a very surprising and very high number that Pittsburgh is favored by 9.
With no Andrew Luck.
Oh, well, that's true as well. With no Andrew Luck, that was announced today that he would not play very recently. So with that being said, you know, the 9 now makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh in that one for show.
Taking Pittsburgh. Taking agreed with you. Got to take.
Quit agreeing. We have to go different. Let's like, catch up.
Well, John, whose fault is
you
that?
You pick next this time.
I pick this time? Yeah. I pick first this time? Oh, is this a game that you had a... Maybe going to go opposite of me just to spice things up?
Not this one. Maybe the next one.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm going to go with the Bills because the next game is the Jacksonville Jaguars in Buffalo.
What's the spread on that one?
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
What's the spread on that one?
The Bills are 7.5-point favorites.
7.5, wow.
7.5. Should it be more?
The Jags. I don't think the Bills will... I mean, I'm sorry. No, I'll take the Bills.
To win the game.
To win the game.
But you think the Jags can cover that?
Yes.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm going to pick the Bills, obviously. But I do think the Jags can cover that. Cover that 7.5. I do agree. And the last game in the AFC South this week is the San Diego Superchargers in Houston playing the Texans.
You pick first.
Oh, I got to pick first, huh?
Yeah. Pick wisely, because I'm going to pick opposite of whatever you pick.
You know what?
What's the spread?
The spread is the Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite.
So it's essentially a pick 'em.
Yeah, essentially, yes. No degree. You know what? In this one, I'm going to have to go with... I'm like literally making the decision in my head right now.
You don't have to do the sound effects. Just ask Mike G for some sound effects.
Oh, Mike G, can you tell me some sound effects real quick? I appreciate that. I'm going to go with the Texans. The Texans are going to pull it out. And the Texans are going to win this one.
I was going to pick them, but since I said I'm going to go opposite, I also said last week that I will never pick the Texans again.
You did say that.
I will take the San Diego Superchargers.
The San Diego Superchargers.
All right, and that leads us into the lock of the week.
Cue the music, Mike.
Gerald is now 2-for-2 in lock of the week. I'm 2-for-4. 2-and-4, sorry. So 2-for-6. It's not hot, but Gerald, I'll let you lead off again.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sean. You know, because this is becoming my segment now since
definitely my segment.
Two in a row, correct. And still have matched John's win total in my second week, you know, so we're just gonna keep rolling on with some victory picks. Okay, this week I will be picking. I did state this earlier in the show. The Tennessee Titans in Chicago at the Bears, 4.5 points. I think the Titans are going to completely blow them out. It's gonna be a 14-220 point W for the Titans.
So I'm looking at these games. There's a lot of good ones because once again I'm doing all this off the cuff this week. I kind of like Miami to cover 7.5 against the 49ers at home. Like New Orleans to cover 7 against the Rams. Kind of like
go New Orleans.
The Giants to cover on the road at the Browns. Also, one that I skipped over earlier, the Raiders need to cover 3.5 at home against the Panthers. So it's like 4, and then the one I want to go with was the Patriots and the Jets, but now I'm torn.
So what you gonna do, John?
I'm gonna switch. I'm gonna call an audible. I was gonna go Patriots.
Shout out to the NYJ Couch Scouts there.
Patriots. I still might go Patriots.
What you gonna do, John?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
You gotta pick, John. You gotta do it.
All right.
Why you gotta make noise, John? You can just
go Tom Brady. I'll just go Tom Brady.
Go Tom Brady.
He'll cover 8 on the road in New York. But the Raiders, I think, are also going to cover 3.5 at home against the Panthers. And I'm going to be really pissed if I get that one right, get the one I picked wrong. But whatever, here we go. Lock of the week, Patriots.
There it is. The lock of the week. As Tajay Sharp's end zone dance, it's time for us to put this show to bed.
Nice.
Thank you. I thought you were going to write that one down? No, off the top of the dome, actually. that just came to me watching, so about to watch the Preds game here this week or tonight. And it literally just came to me, and I was like, I think it's going to be a good one. But got to wrap the show up for this week.
Good lead-in.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for always listening. Thank you all at home for listening, as always. I know the past couple episodes, we're coming. We're getting to you. The content will be out there. Mike G's working hard. No worries.
No sleep.
No sleep at all. The man's got to grind. But appreciate it as always, guys. Follow us on our Twitter at @TNT_CouchScouts. Follow us on the Snapchat at @TNT_CouchScouts.
Get at us, questions, comments, whatever you got.
Yeah, we got to hear those questions, guys. Got to hear those comments. Got to hear what's going on with y'all. Want to hear what the Titans Nation has to say. We want to bring it to the rest of the ears across the world. Across the country, at least.
Yeah.
We have some across the world.
Yeah.
Like I said, thanks, guys, as always. Tighten up.